Good afternoon, I'm Charlotte Burke. We have the official NTSB report on a deadly small plane crash that happened about 2 years ago in which an Angola couple was killed. The NTSB lists probable cause of the crash as the pilot's decision to take off with ice and snow contamination on the airplane's wings. That resulted in an aerodynamic stall shortly after takeoff. 60-year-old pilot Randy Strebig and his 43-year-old wife Allison Wheaton, who was also a pilot, were flying back home with their two dogs after visiting family for Thanksgiving when their single-engine plane went down about a quarter of a mile from the Mason County Airport near Ludington, Michigan back in November of 2023. An Angola family's house caught fire early this morning. Their losses are estimated at about $280,000. The homeowner and his son suffered some burns and smoke inhalation, but both were treated at Cameron Hospital and are doing well. Firefighters got the first call at 3:40 this morning. When they arrived on scene a few minutes later at 615 Southwest Street, flames were visible and family members were already evacuating the home. The blaze was under control in just over an hour. Firefighters from Ashley, Steuben Township, Metz, Hamilton, and Orland Fire Departments all assisted at the scene. A small majority of Hoosier voters are against plans to redraw voting districts before midterm elections. The survey commissioned by Indiana Conservation Voters found 51% of Hoosiers don't like the plan. However, it's not close to voters' top priority. 72% of those asked ranked issues such as lowering energy bills and reducing property taxes as more concerning than voter redistricting. In the WLKI newsroom, I'm Charlotte Burke. Fox News is next.